Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio and KOJB. I'm Aaron Brown, your host. This is our 13th show. Lucky 13. And where better to hold Lucky Show number 13 than one of Minnesota's finer establishments of gaming and entertainment? The Northern Lights Casino, operated by the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe. And we share this casino ballroom tonight. There's a dividing wall, but we share this ballroom actually all day and all weekend as we've gotten ready here with a family holding their annual Christmas party. They have it every year, and we'll be talking to them a little bit later on. That's not a joke. They are a real family, and they've done this. We're all from real families, but they've been doing this for a number of years. It's really an interesting story. And, of course, in addition to it being the 13th show at a casino, which is interesting enough, we have, if you haven't seen it yet, a full moon right out there tonight. It is a full moon. Let's give it up for the moon. Yeah. Absolutely. It doesn't get enough credit. And it's a beautiful, bright moon. And we saw it was almost full last night. And you could, this time of year in December, the sun is still up in the sky almost. It's just starting to set when the moon is rising in its fullness. And so you can really sense it's a special time of year. And of course, like anybody who's worked in, well, I used to work in a newspaper, and other people who I know who work at hospitals or in police stations or in places like that, they know that the night of the full moon is going to be a busy night. Because strange things happen when the moon is full. People feel compelled to act in ways that they might not otherwise act. Some kind of force is out there making people do strange things, like have a radio show. So it's the full moon tonight, and the moon, some fast facts about the moon, folks. The moon is in synchronous rotation around the Earth. And what that means is that the moon is always facing the same side of Earth. It's always facing us the same way. And, through the rotation and the sunlight, you see the different phases of the moon. But think about that. The moon is always looking right at us. No matter what, even if it's dark, it's looking right at us. The same sight every day. Earth, moon looking at each other. It's kind of like a husband and a wife sitting across a table over time, looking at each other, noticing things about each other that might not be so perfect. It's like at a family Christmas dinner, and the family's all sitting across from each other the way they always do, and the dad says, "Hey, you think about signing on at the wastewater treatment plant? They got good bennies. You could sign on there." "Yeah, Dad, sorry, no. No, I don't think the wastewater treatment plant is for me." Could be your uncle. You know that uncle. "Hey, you know that deeply held personal belief you have that we talked about on Thanksgiving we don't agree about? Well, even though I have not read anything about this issue or anything else since that time, I would like to continue that conversation despite the fact that my views have not changed." Leech Lake is a special place. You just have to look at that moon over the Leech Lake to see that there's a reason people have gathered around this lake for thousands of years. It's a special place. Some of the history of the people of this region, Leech Lake was important to the Dakota, and it was important to the Ojibwe people. And many of Minnesota's greatest leaders had the same name. And I say that because most Minnesotans probably don't know who they even are. But I've always been really impressed and interested to read lately about, and I say lately because they didn't teach this to me in elementary school, but the various chiefs named Buganagashig who have led a different groups of Ojibwe people over time. And you can find at least three that were of that name. They were known differently, but they had that name. And you have the Chief Buganagashig School here in the Leech Lake Reservation named for that. And the Battle of Sugar Point was fought right here near Walker in 1898. was the last armed conflict between U.S. military forces and native peoples. And actually, as these things go, it didn't end as badly as others have. Baganagashig was allowed to stay, and the practice that they had done, that the government had done over time of shipping people off to testify in court cases against their will was stopped. So it was the last known conflict of that nature, and it happened right near here. Around the same time, in 1896, Patrick McGarry founded the village of Walker, that you know right outside the area here. He named it for Thomas Walker, who was a timber baron, a lumber baron, and he really, really wanted him to locate his new sawmill right here in Walker. He said, "Hey, Walker, I named it Walker for you. It's for you." And Walker said, "Well, let me think about that. Let me ask the wife." And the wife said, "Yeah, do they have bars and brothels there?" "Yeah." "No." "No." So Walker located his sawmill in Akeley, near here. But Walker is still called Walker. It's a little bit like if, you know, we did this today, it'd be like this. If, "Hey, where are you from?" "Well, I tell you where I'm from. I'm from Toshiba." "Oh, Toshiba. Toshiba, Minnesota?" "Yeah." "Do they make Toshiba products there?" "No." "No, they don't. They wanted to, but they don't. They don't do it." "Well, how do you get there?" "Well, I tell you what. You go on the highway past Rubbermaid." They don't make Rubbermaid there, but that's go through Rubbermaid. "And if you get to Sealy Posturepedic, you've gone too far." Walker is the home of the Eel Pout Festival. Boo. Which is being received, for those of you listening at home, has been met with mixed reception in the assembled group here. February 19th through 22nd, 2015 is the next one. And of course, the eel pout is distinguished most by it being the ugliest as sin creature located in the waters of northern Minnesota.
I concur.
You concur. Nikolai concurs. So it makes you think, like, eel pout are just so ugly. Well, the voice from the audience just said, "Not to other eel pout." And there's an important sub-message there, which is, there's someone for everyone. Even eel pout. But if we're being comparative, we could say that, I think we could see these eel pout are pretty ugly. I once saw an eel pout that was so ugly that this other fish would take selfies with it to look better for their dating profiles. I once saw an eel pout so useless. Well, it was swimming along and a northern just gobbled it right up, and its mother said, "Well, at least she has a job now." I once saw an eel pout so directionless, adrift in a sea of worries and misguided ambition, trapped in a body God gave it as some kind of cruel joke. And how much of that, yeah, it was so much of that that it started a radio variety show.